This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today's guest started playing piano at age 5, trained at the Conservatorium of Music when she was 10, and then got our attention winning the X Factor in 2013. Dami Im has performed all over the world, becoming Eurovision royalty only a couple of years ago as well. And today she talks about social media at shows, coping with depression, and how she handles the pressure to perform.
I get really nervous about every show still, and sometimes I just can't help it. Whenever I do a show, or if it's a performance that I really care about, the more nervous I get. But I guess you just got to prepare everything that you can and sort of use that energy to perform better.
You have just released your new single, Crying Underwater, which is, first of all, fantastic, also very meaningful. One of the lyrics that caught my attention was when you sing that my body is a graveyard that buries all of my emotions. Wow. Like, that just, it really grabs you. Where did the song come from?
Everybody goes through really dark times, right, where you just feel so low and you feel sad, you feel depressed, whatever it is. And I think that's human, like everyone goes through that phase. But when we are going through that tough time, it is really, really hard to talk to someone about it. And I've noticed that that happened to me, I guess, when I was writing the song. And also a lot of my friends have gone through that. And especially for, I think, a lot of the guys as well, it's really kind of the society we live in. It's hard to tell someone, like, oh, I'm not feeling happy. Like, you know, we feel really afraid that people are going to judge us if we're not always cheerful and happy, and if we're going through anything, you know, tough like that on the inside. So I just started writing about how I really felt, and I this song, I guess, is probably my most personal and honest song that I've written so far.
It'd be kind of surprising for people to look on and see that you do sometimes struggle with things. Also very encouraging in a way, because it sets an example for people that it is all right when things are, you know, going wrong in some respect, and you
Absolutely.
Can actually talk about it. So why did you decide to be vulnerable and open up a little bit? Because particularly when you're in a public platform, I imagine it would be quite a hard decision.
Yeah, it is. And also, you know, I think with everyone having social media and Instagram, and I use Instagram all the time, always posting, you know, trying to post nice pictures that, you know, makes me look good. But with that, you kind of sometimes forget when you're scrolling through all the pictures that these are just people's highlight reel. And I think it's important that people realize this isn't the whole story. And, you know, I don't want people to look at my life and feel bad about theirs in comparison, because, you know, I only post mostly the good stuff. So I thought with this song, I just wanted to share, this is really it's real. It's a real part of myself. And I guess for anybody that looks perfect and you look up to or whatever, we all go through that.
So. Yeah, everybody's got something happening. So what is it about your industry or your life particularly that you do find hard and that is a bit of a challenge for you?
Well, personally, I think I've always been quite emotionally, you know, I go through the ups and downs, and I think that's just, I've accepted that. That's just part of me.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I'm, you know, in the public eye and I have to do, you know, I have to pose in front of people, like it can be hard, you know, when I'm not feeling my 100%, and you know, you can't always talk about these things when you're just doing an interview or, you know, you're just talking to somebody. So I guess just trying to manage that, but also just being real and being true to myself as well. And also realizing for me, I go through phases where I'm super busy and I'm traveling, going on different flights every single day, different city. And then there'd be a period where I have nothing and I've got like weeks of nothing, no traveling, no work. So I guess that's a challenge in my work in particular.
Like you say, it's sort of managing the real stark differences between those kind of things, and it's a very honest thing to say that stuff gets tough. How do you work through the challenging times and then find joy and build back up again? Because I think that's a really important side of the conversation as well.
So I think first thing for me is sort of recognizing that it's okay to feel like that sometimes. You can't be always happy and you can't live life not feeling those darker emotions sometimes. So I think you got to accept that. And then after that, I guess I try and talk to people about it, the people I trust about it, which always makes me feel a bit better. And then I guess just time. I think over time, after a few days or longer sometimes, it does get better. And I think it's just like just waiting for your body and your mentality to sort of recover, and giving yourself permission to recover as well.
And just to do the things you enjoy, like music, like taking time to write, taking time out, those things are all really refreshing. And in one of the sort of parts of this conversation you've mentioned as well is that idea that social media really feeds into this. We've seen even, I think it was this week, that both Madonna and Rihanna have said that at some of their shows they're not going to let people use phones or film things in any kind of way. Do you reckon you would ever do something like that at your shows?
Well, you know, you can't really stop people from doing that. I find, like, it's such a normal part of our lives.
Yeah.
It's weird. But, like, they say, like, when people hold up their phones at your show, it's like the equivalent of when people used to clap and cheer for you. It's like, it's okay. But then sometimes I do appreciate it when, like, people put it down and, like, actually enjoy it. Because, like, I love singing songs and looking at people's faces and looking in their eyes rather than not seeing their faces throughout the whole show because they've got it covered with a phone.
Yeah, because you want to see that they're enjoying it, not just that they're keeping it for later.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to have that immediate connection there and then. So it can be tricky. You just got to find the balance and hope that people still enjoy it.
That's true. It's very true. And you were on the road earlier this year with Human Nature, another really iconic Australian group, of course. How was your time with them? Because I imagine that would have been a pretty fun experience.
I had such a great time being on tour with them. They were just incredible to work with. They were so professional, and also they were just great guys to hang out with and spend time with. So, it was a really, really great experience.
Did you learn any choreographed dance moves from them?
I tried to learn because, you know, I'm like there every night, so trying to pick some up and practicing, and maybe I might just pull some out of my shirt.
See, now I would like to see that on the Dreamers tour. Like that would actually be just perfect and pull people out from the crowd, get them really involved. It could also be potentially very awkward, but it'd be fun.
People might be like, look, dummy, you just sing. Stick to that.
Just sit at the piano, wear a beautiful dress as you're sort of known for, and that would just be lovely. But we do know that this single, Crying Underwater, it's the first of more new music to come from you. What's happening next?
Yeah, so I'm really excited because I've been doing a lot of songwriting and this song is finally out, and there's heaps more to come from here, and I'll be dropping an album next year. I love my songwriting, and I just haven't been doing as much of that, but now I'm finally back at it, and I love getting to tell my own personal experiences into stories and songs, and that's what I really am big on at the moment.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.